Yo! Ching! Dude, we're back! We're totally back!
Like, oh my god.
Yeah, like, oh my god. Tim and Kian coming right at you, folks.
Oh my god.
You're back. Dude, you can stop now. I know you're getting horny and everything, but you know, stop.
Hello.
What's up, y'all? We're back on the Tim and Kian show, man. We missed you guys. We missed you guys very much. I'm sorry we didn't do any other shows. Like for the past how long? How long has it been? God, it's been so long.
I don't know, and I don't care.
Okay, but it's been a while since we did a show. We actually closed down, and then we started up again.
Good, eh?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people actually like the idea of us stopping up. What?
Yeah.
Okay. One of the main reasons why we started this is for one diehard fan of the Tim and Kian show. Alright, do you want to introduce the diehard fan?
You do it.
His name is Posu.
Rakata!
Yeah!
Posu, I tell you, okay, Posu.
Sure.
If y'all are getting this podcast, y'all got it from the Blogspot, Tim and Kian show, .blogspot.com, right? So. Go through the tag board. Okay, go through the tag board and look what Posu left us. he's right, you know. We showcase original pieces.
Really? Sometimes not original. Sometimes it's like other people's music.
Oh, yeah. No, but we do host like a certain level of original pieces. Right? Yeah, like a certain percentage. Yeah. Right. I mean, this copyright rule anyway.
Maybe we should like give them one of our original pieces now.
Excuse me. Okay, sorry. Which one? It.
Oh, she will be loving.
Yes. Freaking awesome. Okay,
yeah,
we were actually
play that.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so what, do you want to talk like this now? Like, turn away?
No,
like whatever.
Ew.
Oh my god.
Like,
dude, y'all gotta listen.
The next song is like, she will be loved.
Yeah, like, we
and
recorded
we
it.
Like in retarded voices.
No, yeah, dude, like, we did it in our own, like, freaking style and everything.
Oh my god.
You guys will surely enjoy it. We were actually considering like sending this to Muttons in the morning, but like, you know, we decided not to.
Right, so...
So like, give us your opinion on this song.
We will leave you guys with the song right now.
Yeah, it's She Will Be Loved, our version.
Right, enjoy.
Yep. Shonda Paul in the house.
Yeah.
Shonda Paul is in the house.
That's right,
come on. Everybody in the house, put your hands in the air.
Come on.
I have me two guest stars with me here tonight.
Yeah, what the?
Here we go.
Who is this bad guy?
Music queen of only 18. Yep. She had some trouble with herself. He was always there to help her. Here are my two guest stars. Let's go.
Someone else.
I don't mind
spending every day.
In
the pouring rain. For a girl with a broken smile.
Everybody put your hands in the air.
She wants to stay a while. She went.
We will undress the girl. We will put the girl on the bed. And we will screw the girl. On the bed. But to make sure the girl is naked first. My two friends here will tell you that. To tap on her window and knock on her door. We only want to make you feel beautiful. We only want you to take off your shirt and your pants. Maybe get down and dirty with us. Let us go and get down and dirty. We want to see you without your clothes on. No clothes, please. And I will tell you.
I don't mind spending every day.
Yeah, wonderful.
All in the corner in the pouring rain.
Mr. Matt from Singapore.
And the girl with the broken smile.
And the taxi driver.
Answer if she wants to stay a while.
We come together.
He will be loved. Excuse me, Uncle, you know how to go to Geylang 87?
No. Yeah. Chandra Paul is in the house with the Malay Matu from Singapore and the taxi driver. who gather, we bring you this beautiful song.
Nothing at all comes back and begs me to catch you every time she falls.
We only want you to take off all your clothes. All the ladies in the house, take off all your clothes and dance. I want to see circle booty.
Oh!
I put my bed in every day. I'll go in the corner in the pouring rain.
Look for a girl with a broken smile.
Look for a girl with a broken smile.
I feel like she wants to stay.
Yes, she wants to stay. Why?
She will
be loved. She will
be loved.
Be
loved.
She will be loved. And she will be loved. She will be loved. I am telling you, she will be loved. Chandi Paul is in the house with the taxi driver and the man from Singapore. It is so hard to say goodbye tonight. Chandi Paul in the house. We are hitting you today with a full remix.
Thank you.
We are coming together with a remix for you. All the people in the house, put them hands in the air. Here we go, Mr. Matt.
Hello, my name
is Amar.
Yes.
Then this is the taxi driver from Singapore.
I am coming from the Chukki.
And this is Sean DePaul. We thank you for coming down tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Goodbye and good night.
Thank you.
Yeah, come on, bye-bye.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, this is gonna be damn show.
Oh, this is gonna be damn show.
Did you hear Farhan doing that? Oh my god. Kenneth, why are you clapping?
Audience.
Do you know what actually that can sound like? You know, if it's a good thing you said the audience, you know what that could sound like, man? We could be sued.
This is a
PG-13 rated, like,
yeah.
Okay, what? Okay.
It's like Finding Nemo.
Let me show you guys an example why clapping shouldn't be done on air. Okay? Yeah. This is why. Listen to this.
Jeeba! Jeeba!
That's why. Yeah. Okay? I hope you guys got the picture. Yeah.
Anyway, about that song, Chow was actually a lecturer of mine, and we used to call him Chicky Chow. That's why you got like, Chicky Chicky Chow, Chicky Chicky Chow.
Yeah. I swear, I don't know how you manage that.
Chicky Chow.
Yeah,
I was like a rapper in my past life.
You're like what?
Yeah, I'm from like the east side, the low
right. Dude, east side my ass. Never mind.
Japanese, man.
Hey, you know what the Indians will call you in Singapore? You know or not?
What in the world are you looking for?
The Indians will call you Manjin, no? Manjin.
Really, yeah?
Manjin.
But I sorry, my blood is going on a journey.
That's stupid commercial. Actually, let me tell you something. Okay, that girl in that particular video.
Rick Chen.
Huh? The one
who? She's what?
My brother is going on a journey. Yeah, that one, that girl.
What about here? What about her?
No, she's really cute. And if you didn't know, she's appeared on other commercials as well. Other MasterCard commercials.
Good
Yeah, it's pretty good, huh? Richard Gere
Freaking.
Richard Gere, what
is damn you, Richard Gere?
No, I'll tell you what, what's this thing about Richard Gere, huh? All our moms think Richard Gere is hot. Does your mom think Richard Gere is hot?
No.
Mine does. Yeah.
Too bad.
I'm sorry. My dad, right, is a Singapore version of Richard Gere.
Oh.
So that explains, actually, my brother and sister's
birthday. Your dad's birthday was today, right?
Yes, and mine was yesterday. Oh, it was my birthday yesterday. Yeah. Thanks for not, whoever's listening to the show, right, thanks for not calling me to wish me. I really appreciate it. You guys are so nice.
That's the way birthday should be spent. Alone in a room and then like listening to a Dadam song.
Okay, that's depressing.
That's like totally cool, you know.
That's like depressing.
It'd be like the best birthday ever.
Okay, I'll tell you what the best birthday. Okay, look. Before we let them go on to the next song, I would like to tell you guys a story. Okay, once upon a time. Okay, not really once upon a time. Okay, I woke up early this Sunday morning. I had to go to church, right? Okay. So I was on my way to church. I had to go to Bishan MRT. And I walked into the MRT, right? And surprisingly, nobody was standing up that morning. Mm. Okay, the whole...
Did they stand behind the yellow line?
No. No, the carriage, right?
Yeah.
Like, that one section.
One gentleman put the carriage
behind. Everyone was seated down. Okay, yeah. So I saw one single seat. One seat that was on the other side. Mm. So I walked towards that seat. The other side, this old man walks in also. He doesn't walk, he runs. Yeah. Old man, okay, Chinese old man, okay? He's wearing shorts, a disgusting looking t-shirt, he's carrying a plastic bag with God knows what. No, honestly. So he comes running into the other side, he sees the seat at the same time. But I didn't notice that he saw the seat at the same time I did. Because I was half asleep anyway, it was like what, freaking 7 in the morning? So what happened was, I walked over to that seat, right? I turned around, I was about to sit down, I was already sitting down. Okay, he comes in and slips right under me and sits down on the seat. So I'm already going down, right? So guess what happened next? I sat on his lap. I sat on the old man's lap, and I got up immediately. I was wide awake, but nearly the entire carriage was laughing at me. Entire like section of the MRT. How will you feel, What you talk about kiasuism in Singapore?
I would feel good because I provided them with like. Entertainment in the morning.
You know what? You could either feel good for providing the people on board entertainment, or you could feel good for pleasuring the old man.
If I were you, I would just like continue sitting on his lap, cause like I would act like as though he's like not there.
Yeah, that's right. You say that now, you won't actually do that when you're there itself.
It's like when you're getting down at this bus stop and like another person is getting down at the same bus stop with you, like some people will just like want to push you off the way just to get down with the bus first.
Freaking A! Okay, have you ever seen this? You walk on a bus, right? Okay, train. You walk on a train, it's crowded, right? You see an empty seat right there, right? Yeah. And someone just throws something from the other side, just throw it and it lands on the seat, so they reserve the seat.
Never
then they
seen
walk
it
slowly
before.
And come. You saw that before?
Never seen it before.
I've seen it before. How you talk about kiasuism?
Because weird things go to you.
Hey, cool.
I'm the normal person here. I'm like the equilibrium in this thing.
What?
Did
you just say equilibrium?
Yeah.
Okay. Nice explain. Movie, explain to the audience what equilibrium
wait,
is.
Wait, I check.
You're gonna, dude, that is cheating right there. No.
Yeah,
dude, stop. Okay,
you also don't know, right? Yeah. A state in which opposing forces or influence are balanced. Yeah, so I'm like the balance.
Balance my ass.
Balance
my ass. Okay, we're gonna go to the next song,
Anyway,
guys?
This next song is from my coursemate, Aleph. He has this like rap group with his cousin called Sleek, spelled S-L-E-E-Q. And apparently they're quite big. They perform at like the Mozak Music Festival and everything, and they're like quite big on Surya in the Malay community. So the song is called 16 by them. Enjoy.
16. We're doing this. Everybody just clap your hands.
We're gonna make Sleek happen.
Yeah, and it's happening now.
a long way to go, but the love that we found is just amazing. There is no way I could fake it. Being 16, most people fail, we never make it. But hey, here we are trying to twinkle like a star. People hearing this song in the bus, in the car. It's played on the radio, CDs and MP3s for everybody, cause it's for mass appeal. It's true, we get snowballs rolling, and they roll more, the snowballs rolling. So Sherry tonight, we were born to merge into one. Like we make the service, son.
I know we bring the fresh is rolling down.
My cousins, go.
Where there's a will, there's a way, you'll never know till you try.
Everybody now.
Where there's a will, there's a way, you'll never know till you try.
Yo, y'all may have seen us at shows, you may have seen us in the papers, yeah. Well, this will be a session card, get to know us better. Cherry's got a voice more damp and sandy, singing soulful lyrics as sweet as candy. Hear me? Palette, how rap lyrics that mimic real life issues with additional gimmicks. I storytell using the simplest phrases and words, even y'all would not believe I'm an agent.
Y'all
leaving
the freshest moving,
to let y'all
know that it don't matter if you know what you want.
Okay, la.
If you know.
It's a nice song.
If you know what you want.
Right, so welcome back, and that was 16 by Sleek.
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 Is that the way to pronounce it?
S-L-E-E-K.
Yeah, Sleek.
Yeah. So, yeah, welcome back, eh?
Yo, and, dude,
yeah,
we got cake.
Yeah, we got cake.
Do you want some cake?
Chocolate cake, yeah.
Have some cake, my man.
That's too chocolatey, eh?
What?
Some just now, already.
Did you just say cake is too chocolatey?
Yep.
Okay, I'll tell you what, okay? Cake, right?
Yeah.
Each slice of cake, okay?
Cake.
You know how, one slice of cake, okay?
Cake.
Yes, cake. You just spat on the, never mind. Yuck. Okay, cake.
Yeah.
If you eat one slice of cake, right, you need to have half an hour of sex in order to burn out one slice of cake. Did you know that? Trivia for you.
Woo!
You know what? I'm not even going to eat this right now. Because I'm not going to get laid anytime soon. That's sad. I'm just going to put this aside.
That's
okay,
why,
you guys.
That's why you need to go and like buy the iGallop.
Eh. That's one of the most wrong machines ever invented, you
it's
know?
It's supposed to be... No, you can get the same, like, horseback riding thing effect.
Yeah, right. And what kind of advertisements did he show?
Jocelyn Tay on a horse.
Yeah. Pretty girl wearing tights on that thing.
Amazing!
I'll tell you what's amazing, okay? The price. Man, the prices are freaking amazing.
But have you even sat on it before?
Once.
Tried one out?
Once. Yeah, and it doesn't feel anything like a horse, okay? Please.
It's a vibe.
No, shit, that's even worse. Okay, so what's happening recently, right? Okay, what's been happening is a music scene in Singapore.
Yeah, okay, what's been happening?
Has slightly been kicking off. There are many, many more opportunities that they used to have before.
I mean, like, the radio and everything, it's like starting to recognize local music, which is great.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And listening, like, just like the previous song, like your friend, what's his name?
Aleph.
Okay. See, that's one of the examples that of the music scene starting to burst. Do you get what
like,
I mean?
Yeah, they're quite big now.
Yeah, see? So things are happening like that. Like, okay, then remember there's like one point, like, I think our first show, we were talking about local music, right?
Yeah.
Then we were talking about people writing about songs on their own, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, my friend Dan has also, like, okay, he's a dear bro, and he's an awesome friend of mine, and I love the stuff that he writes, like.
Mm.
Okay? I will let you hear what my friend Daniel wrote in a little bit. Okay, it's not really a song, it's more of a melody. Okay, I'm not sure if it's complete yet, that's up to him. Alright, but you guys have to listen to it. I love it. It's like a sweet lullaby.
Oh yes.
Kid, why are you so horny today, man?
You know why?
You haven't got laid in a while, right?
No, you know why?
Okay, why?
Because her face like cheap, right? Yes, that's the power of it, man. Okay.
Tim and Ken show, and Ken's on the guitar now. Yeah, Ken, we all know you can play the guitar. Oh, dude, do you want to, like, tell our
I should
audience?
Come up with my own melody in my next time, you know?
What, like what melody. Dan did?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Like, what? Dude, try something, man.
What,
What in the world? Yeah, I mean, that's a nice melody, but yeah, dude, it's nothing like what Dan did.
Okay, love.
I'll show you what's a good melody. Hold up right there. Okay, let me show you what a good... Dude, wait. Okay, let me show you what a good melody is, okay? Listen to the words of this song, okay?
Kenneth is gay, yeah.
And we all know the fact. Please stop playing your guitar. Oh now he's playing with me. Dude, I got an idea. Let's play a song for our audience since we both got guitars.
Increase my volume.
Your volume? On what, the guitar?
Yeah. Do you want this effects or what? Or like,
no, just do whatever. Just
increase it.
No, it's done. There you go. So let's. Which song are we gonna play?
Can you even hear it properly? Right?
Yeah, I can. Which song do I have to play properly?
You'll never notice me.
No, please. Let's do the other one.
What? Shit. yourself, baby.
Dude, that was off, man. Okay, play this one. Play this one.
I don't know how to play it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to the end of the show. Can we have to part with this beautiful melody? There ain't none of us who can sing. Mommy!
Yeah.
Okay, dude, let them speak to the ghost of our room. Dude, Ken, dude, freaking A, the ghost wants to speak to them.
Hello, my name is Hawker, and I like to scare people. Yeah.
No, the other ghost. The one with the really deep voice. You know which ghost I'm talking about? Ghosts come and visit us. Ghosts come and visit us. Uh-oh, here he comes.
Welcome to my domain. I want to hear another tape. Oh my. Voices process mass destruction.
Man, Lass is gone. Oh, God. God. That dude freaks me out. Anyways, guys, we've come to the end of the show. Look, we're going to come back with more exciting shows, more guests on the shows, okay? This is like a kickoff of our shows again. It might be a little lengthy, but we're going to try to cut down the whole, like, general length of our shows, and we're going to get more people in, okay? If you ever want to be entertained, go to the Tim and Kian Show, number 3. Just log on to the website, timandkianshow.blogspot.com. Look for the third show that we did. And until next time, we'll see you guys. So, peace out, y'all.